With strikes spreading and talk of a system on its knees, is Britain's reverence for its National Health Service blocking much-needed reform? Sajid Javid certainly thinks so. The Conservative former Health Secretary and Finance Minister wrote recently the 75-year-old model of the NHS is unsustainable. Javid suggested people could pay for consulting a family doctor and praised Ireland's system, where patients must pay around $81 to access the equivalent of the UK's accident and emergency departments, A&E, unless referred by their doctor.
Now that's the sort of idea most British politicians run away from, because it means scrapping the doctrine that healthcare should be free at the point of need. The Prime Minister has distanced himself from the comments, but Rishi Sunak did, before taking office, talk about issuing fines to NHS patients who miss appointments. He then backtracked.
The opposition Labour Party's also stepped into the debate. Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting has suggested the growing waiting lists could be tackled by the NHS sending more patients to private hospitals. Louise Irvine, a retired family doctor and anti-privatisation campaigner, thinks that's a bad idea.
There isn't an infinite pool of doctors and nurses, and a lot of doctors and nurses go into the private sector because they get paid more. And furthermore, when something goes wrong in the private sector, the patient is then, you know, red-lighted straight into an NHS A&E. Now, what we need is to build up our NHS again.
Louise says she did see real improvements in patient experience in the 2000s under Labour, when annual increases in NHS funding were higher than they are now. Since it was created, spending on the NHS has increased by an average 3.7% per year in real terms. But from 2010 to 2018, when the Conservatives governed in coalition and then on their own, annual NHS funding growth slowed to 1.4%. It's rising more quickly now, but an ageing population and increasing demand for expensive treatments means nobody's noticing.
If we look at the NHS compared to other OECD countries, we have fewer doctors and nurses per head of population, we have fewer hospital beds per head of population, we have lower levels of investment in things like diagnostic equipment. And all those things are not about the way in which the NHS is organised and funded. That's about the fundamental decisions we made about the level of that we want to spend on health in this country.
So the challenge to the politicians is this: dealing with the crises hitting the health service right now, planning for the long term, and avoiding a two-tier system. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.